Hey, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and thanks for joining us tonight. We hope that some of the technical difficulties that we had last week with the first time that we were actually on the air on a new studio with the microphones on, that it was adequate, but apparently we've heard from some people that said that the audio was a little challenging. We hope that that's a little bit better tonight. And with us here tonight is Sherry Kane again, who's been a tremendous blessing and benefit to humanity's freedom and health consciousness insofar as the investigative reporting that she's done to expose the global beast with yours truly. This week we have come up with a couple new press releases that I'm sure that you'll find interesting tonight. And I'll start the show tonight wishing well, first of all, to Reverend Roxy Hampton, who's got her hands full with legislation in Hawaii, the resolution that is very important for not just Hawaii, but every single one of us. If you go on fluscam.com, fluscam.com is the website that we've been diligently working on to give you the latest and the most important news, as well as advice as to what's really happening in the world of swine flu, this H1N1 flu scam, and that included in that website is the important jurisprudence information that is based on U.S. constitutional law that you have to understand to exert your religious exemptions from the vaccinations. There may be forced, they're being forced currently, and Sherry's going to update us with some of the calls that she took this week from people who are very upset about the issues that concern vaccinations, intoxications with the flu vaccinations, and that also the military personnel that have been mandated. So this issue may come home and is likely to be mandated across the United States within 4 weeks. There's issues on that front. It's important that you go look at the law and the constitutional laws on fluscam.com and the jurisprudence page of that website. It's also really important that you download, copy, cut and paste, a copy of the resolution that Reverend Roxy Hampton, that myself, that Dr. Gabriel Cousins advanced. There are three resolutions that you can modify for your own local community. I addressed this past week the local school board and the Parents Teachers Association meeting, and that this is very important for you to do also in your community, because these people are largely clueless, and without your support, without getting them the truth, we won't be doing our best to wake people up and save our lives and save our children's lives. So this is really very important. Go to fluscam.com, look at the not only jurisprudence page for the legal information, but also on the resolution page. And then there are a lot of groups now that are advancing my affidavit. It's called The Affidavit, and it's on fluscam.com, and it has 23 exhibits that prove that there is a consortium operating in New York City that is called Partnership for the New York City that is behind virtually everything that you hear, that you see in the news media that's happening in headline news concerning the flu, concerning the vaccinations. Tonight, I'll be on right after this show at 10 o'clock Pacific time with George Norrie on Coast to Coast discussing the HPV, the herpes papillomavirus vaccination by Gardasil, and that essentially that's coming up in about an hour. But we have very important information on the website, the affidavit page, and fluscam.com that you'll certainly want to peruse, use, copy, paste, give it, put it all around on the internet, and wake people up with it. Sherry, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Nice to be here, Len.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. What's new on your edge? I know that you've been like fielding a tremendous number of phone calls from people from particularly New York, the East Coast. What's happening on that front?
Well, people are calling from all over. We're getting people from all across the nation, and they're calling us, and they're saying, one woman just recently contacted me from New York State, said she doesn't know what to do. She's in the process of losing her job if she doesn't take these vaccinations. And so she wants answers. She wants to know where to go. She doesn't want to take the vaccination. She knows the danger of taking the vaccination, and she doesn't have a solution for it. So not only her, but we're getting pharmacists. They're actually working, which is going to kind of a segue into what we're going to talk about tonight, which is the supermarket's big marketing campaign, their big bloody marketing campaign, and how Safeway has a big part of that, and Costco. But I just talked to a Vons pharmacist, I guess it was 2 days ago, who contacted me, and he said, I don't know what to do. I work in the pharmacy, and now they're telling me I need to take this vaccination. Well, I'm standing up for myself and saying I'm not going to take it. And we urge everybody out there, do not take this shot. Whatever you do, either run, hide, I don't get your arms ready, whatever you need to do, do not take this shot. It is completely deadly. You do not know the consequences of it. Neither do the people that are involved in creating it, including Anthony Fauci, which I'll let Dr. Horowitz tell you about Anthony Fauci and all of his hands in this big piece of pie, not understanding what the immunity is. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. We put out a couple press releases this week. One has to do with Safeway and the bloody contaminations that they're administering to people's bodies. Again, they're actually, as soon as you go into the Safeway stores, many of them have teenagers who are handing out leaflets telling you that you can go get vaccinated for the flu, and that even as you check out, there's a 10% discount. Notice that if you simply go get vaccinated, they're going to give you 10% off your next food bill at Safeway supermarkets, Vons, Pavilions, and more. We also visited Costco this week, where a similar scam is operating there. In fact, it was kind of funny, but it's sad, but it's, you got to maintain your sense of humor a little bit. You know, right in the same area that they're advertising flu vaccines, come get your flu vaccines for $20, it's virtually steps away, they're going to sell you a casket. And so on the press release that we just popped out, we have a picture of a Costco store, the membership area, where they show you right next to the flu vaccination advertisement, the flyer there, is the whole set up for getting your casket. In other words, it's a one-stop shopping center for euthanasia. So that's a little bit of information that you can share with your friends and family. The interesting revelations that Sherry was really leading our team in bringing out was Stephen Bird, B-U-R-D, that is the premier promoter for healthcare reform in the United States. Sherry, what's the name of his organization? Tell everybody.
It's CAHR. That's the Coalition for Achieving Healthcare Reform, for Accelerating Healthcare Reform. Coalition for Accelerating Healthcare Reform, CAHR. And this organization is big, man. It has, I mean, the people involved in that are also some of the same people involved with the Partnership for New York City.
Goldman Sachs, right.
Exactly, which is founded by David Rockefeller.
Right. So we're really looking at the Partnership for New York City. We released a couple weeks ago that this is the focus of the affidavit that I not only advanced to the FBI to alert the FBI as though they wish to be alerted, but I thought it was my patriotic duty to do that. You know, I'm praying that there's still somebody there, somebody at home that cares for the American people and the truth and investigates criminal operations and RICO violations, racketeering and organized crime, and the violations of the U.S. Constitution, civil rights, and people's sovereign spirit-filled bodies that shouldn't be infected, contaminated. I prayed that there would be somebody at the FBI. Apparently, nobody's home. They haven't gotten back to me yet. Now, this is about 10 days later. And that also, I have been advancing this. Many people across the United States, actually internationally, have been asking me for notarized copies of the affidavit that I'm happy to share. I go down to a local notary, I get copies of this and send it out for the filing of the affidavit to support the injunction requests that are the petitions, the appeals to different courts right now to gain temporary restraining orders or injunctions against the vaccine industrialists. The Food and Drug Administration, I understand from today's news, I did a program a couple hours ago with Jack McLam on Genesis Communications Network where I heard the headline news saying that a half a dozen military personnel were rebuked by one of the courts that they had asked to put a temporary restraining order on the vaccinations and the FDA certification bringing it into the understanding that this is not well-founded in science. Well, apparently they did not do a good enough job in preparing or targeting this, and the judge did not go along with the temporary restraining order. This is what the attorneys generally that we've been working with have said, but yet they're stuck also. They don't want to move ahead without getting a clear-cut analysis on the science, and unfortunately, because the science is still being produced, these are fast-track vaccines that are currently being tested in some extraordinarily unbelievable places, like the Rupert Murdoch Research Institute. Sherry, tell the folks a little bit about what you discovered in Australia.
Well, Rupert Murdoch has a research institute. It's called the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. That's MCRI in Australia. It was actually created by his mother, Elizabeth Murdoch, who is also has a hospital in Australia that has these swine flu trials along with Rupert Murdoch's research institute. It's currently run by Sarah Murdoch, who is Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law, and she is in charge of collaborating with CSL Pharmaceuticals to put on these swine flu trials. CSL Pharmaceuticals is the largest pharmaceutical industry in Australia that is actually making all of these vaccinations, and they're creating all of the swine flu vaccinations as well as the human papillomavirus vaccinations. And it's just crazy to understand that Rupert Murdoch, who is this huge, I mean, probably I would say the hugest media mogul out there, and he has his hands in making the vaccination. So the question is, how can we trust our media if it's really going to report us on the news that's accurate, or it's not such so biased? We know it's biased if they're creating it. It's their product.
Yeah. You know, the call that I received tonight from Coast to Coast to get me on this evening with regard to the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, it's called Cervix in the UK. It's one company, SmithKline-Beecham, produces that one. And, of course, Merck Pharmaceutical Company. Now, get this conflicting interest. Sherry just mentioned it. Rupert Murdoch, one of the hugest media moguls. Well, it's interesting that his partner, along with David Rockefeller, and his partnership for the City of New York, which is this biotech, the world's largest biotech trust and consortium that's advancing all of these vaccinations, all of the genito pharmaceuticals, they call it. The future of medicine, they say, lies in genetic manipulation, modification, and intoxication, basically, to get our own genetics to change in response to a bacterial or viral infection with modified genetic material. That's basically what they're doing. That's what genetic pharmaceuticals is really about. But the interesting fact is that the HPV propaganda came out of U.S. News and World Report that's literally controlled. Editor-in-chief is Mortimer Zuckerman. Now, that's an interesting name. What's the link between media mogul and the pharmaceutical cartel? Well, guess what? Mortimer Zuckerman has this whole institute, research institute, that was principally responsible for promoting the Limerix, which is also a SmithKline Beecham product. This was the Lyme disease vaccine that induced so many people getting sick with Lyme disease that it was finally pulled from the market. There was, over a period of about 9 months, there were 700,000 Americans who were suckered into, because of the promotions in U.S. News and World Report and other periodicals directed, and the mainstream media moved forward by these media moguls, that this hideous vaccine was spread wide and people took it, and it was very clear for anyone that cared to do the research up front, and I saw it immediately. As soon as I saw the vaccine come out, I read the package insert, and there it said 26% of the people who get that vaccine, you could expect them to get all the symptoms of Lyme. Well, that's exactly what happened. The FDA just rubber-stamped the whole thing, and they put it into the market, and as a result, there were 700,000, not just a few. It's always interesting how the spin doctors reduce the numbers of the people who are dead and injured, like they did tonight with the U.S. News and World Report HPV vaccine promotion that came out under the guise of saying, well, you know, we've had a child's death in the UK, they said today, a little girl who died right following the vaccination. And that's, they were just talking about one death. Well, gee whiz, folks, there's been now dozens and dozens of deaths from Gardasil. That's a Merck company vaccine. And guess what? In August, it was August 18th, in fact, Reuters News Service put out that this vaccine, the Gardasil, the Merck company vaccine for the little girls, was safe and effective and very, very beneficial. Well, guess who runs Reuters?
Thomas Glocer runs Reuters, and Thomas Glocer is the director of Merck.
Of course, he's on the board of directors of Merck.
There is another media mogul that's in connection with all the other media moguls that are into this pharmaceutical swine flu making business. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And other vaccinations, of course, like the HPV vaccination and Pneumonivax, right? That's another one.
Yeah,
and that's another one that they'll use for the side effects that you might get, such as pneumonia. If you get the vaccination, you're going to need their side effect vaccination to counterattack the side effects that you're going to get. It's just a vicious circle. But what's interesting is now, connect the dots, people. Rupert Murdoch, who is the chairman of the Partnership for New York City, the co-chairman of the Partnership for New York City, is also a person, let me reiterate what the Partnership for New York City does.
Sure.
They're rebuilding the World Trade Centers. They're in partnership with Jerry Silverstein.
Larry Silverstein. Larry Silverstein is the man who was stated, actually in the media, that they were going to pull Building 7. Even before Building 7 came down, it was reported that he reported this, and it was caught on camera. So Larry Silverstein is at the heart of the 9/11 truth movement and the investigation therein, and that this is a partner of David Rockefeller. They set themselves up in the property that they're rebuilding now. Interestingly enough, the General Electric Company, of course, with intimate ties to the Royal Family of England, and of course Elizabeth Murdoch, who's running the women's hospital in Australia, that at this very moment is testing babies and children and pregnant women with this HPV vaccine. I'm sorry, with the flu vaccine, with the H1N1 vaccine, which is why that we can't even do the science, because they haven't released, they haven't even finished the studies. So it doesn't give us any real definitive time to study the science that they're outputting. I could go into hours of presentation of why what they're doing is hideous, but the fact that this is a new vaccine, that it's currently in trial, that we wish to have the science, but we don't have it because we need it for getting the temporary restraining orders, say the attorneys that are involved. So you see how this complete manipulation, this injustice is advancing under the directorship of the most wealthy media industrialists and drug cartel directors in the world.
In the world. These are very, very powerful people, and these are also the people, again, that if you look at what happened with 9/11, you can connect the dots there. The same people, again, have their hands in this pot. So there is some, we can come to the conclusion, can we, Dr. Horowitz, that this is global genocide. This is a plan for global depopulation, global genocide, because it seems like there's no other reasoning for it.
Yeah, you know, the definition, again, I've mentioned it on the Inside Hour on this program many times. You know, the concept that genocide is happening here in the United States, it's just so foreign to our hearts. You know, it's just beyond our comprehension. So, especially when we're constantly inundated with new news, with the news coming from these sources. Another example, before I give you the definition of genocide, is that the Reuters News Service fed the BBC. I learned yesterday with Stephen Quayle, I did a program with Stephen Quayle, who has some excellent inside intelligence, and the BBC, as a matter of fact, we were contacted today, I was contacted by a reporter from the BBC that has a good friend in Al Jazeera. And this is the premier Muslim world news service, and they would like to do an interview with yours truly. And so I wrote back basically sharing this understanding that the BBC was fed by Thomas Glocer. It's literally when 9/11 happened, you may recall, this is actually right now, Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen put this out in a beautiful YouTube appeal to President Obama. You can view it right now. One of the segments in there shows you that the BBC was actually reporting before it happened that the Building 7 had collapsed, just like Larry Silverstein had said, let's pull it, you know, before it happened. So, again, you've got Reuters, Thomas Glocer, who's working with Rockefeller, who's intimately connected to the Merck drug company, who's the largest drug company in the planet, whose president, George W. Merck, was America's biological weapons industry director, personally appointed by President Roosevelt and Secretary of War Stimson during World War II, and he stayed in that position throughout the 50s and early 60s, and into this Cold War period when other people took over the company. Now we have today the Merck Pharmaceutical Company working intimately with the Rockefeller-directed military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. It's a one big global beast. And so what we really amazingly disclosed is just totally pulled the covers off of this beast through the simple research that you actually could do much of it on your own on Google search today.
Yeah, and who is the co-chairman for the Partnership for New York City? That's Larry Goldfein, right? Is that Greg Goldfein?
Yeah, Goldfein, yeah.
Yeah. This man is also on the business council with Stephen Bird, who is the CEO of Safeway. So there's the connection between the partnership.
So Goldman Sachs,
right, Goldman,
you know,
Sachs.
One of the most powerful of all of the...
Blankfein.
Blankfein.
Yes.
That's it. Blankfein, who's CEO of Goldman Sachs, partnered with the Partnership for New York City. Again, this is also the leading, most powerful drug industrial trust in the world. And that the business council is also the most powerful group of business executives in the world. That's who this Blankfein is engaged in. This Mortimer Ketterman, Zuckerman, I'm sorry, I'm getting hard to keep all these names.
Yeah, right,
straight,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, me but, too. I'm right there with you.
So basically, I've got to refer back like I'm recommending you do. Go back to the affidavit and go back into the press releases and reread these, because you may want to keep some of these names straight. Some of them are not so famous, but when you really begin to start looking at who they are, you know, you've got Zuckerman, for example, who's one of the two. He and Goldfein are the two most well-paid of all of the CEOs in any American corporation. Zuckerman's net worth is $2.6 billion. That's thousands of millions of dollars. And that's what these people are engaged in. And gee whiz, what is it, Jerry Speier, who is the owner of Rockefeller Center?
Yes.
What's the role that he plays?
He's also the owner of the Chrysler Building and the Rockefeller Center. And he's also one of the people interested in partnering up with Silverstein in buying a part of the World Trade Centers, along with Mortimer Zuckerman. So these people are all partners together. He also has a... He also is involved in hospitals and in producing these vaccinations as well. So they all have their hand in this pot.
Yeah, so it's like before you realize, and we didn't even realize until about 2 weeks ago, how intimately connected the mainstream media is with actually the drug industrialists. Prior to these revelations, I thought that they were just being paid. I thought that it was simply advertising dollars that was creating the bias. Little did we know that the owners of Fox Cable, of Time Warner, of U.S. News and World Report, of the mainstream media, Reuters, that they actually are complete partners with the drug industrialists that are poisoning us.
In other words, they are the drug industrialists.
They are the drug industrialists. It's one and the same. And so, you know, when you go back into history and you look at the Rockefeller's influence, and Rockefeller was the founding member and the founding member of the partners, and currently is honorary chairman still of the Partnership for New York City. And if you go back in history, you recall This is meticulously documented in several of my books, including Emerging Viruses and the book Death in the Air. These books go into the history of where we've come in America since the early 1900s, when the Rockefellers monopolized American medicine, public health, the cancer industry, as well as the blood banking industry. The blood banking industry has been principally responsible for spreading these viruses that we now need genetopharmaceuticals. Forget the nutraceuticals. They are basically told, we're told that they don't do any good. That's part of the suppression. These people that we're exposing are not just the market makers, they're the market breakers. These are the people that have finance Codex Alimentarius legislation to suppress all the alternatives in medicine, all the botanicals and the herbs and the homeopathics and the alternatives such as acupuncture, chiropractic, homeopathic. All of these other alternatives have been heavily suppressed by these market breakers. And so you go back in history and you see that the Rockefellers literally took over public health, created and funded the buildings. We're talking about Rockefeller Foundation. And this is in the history books, folks. You can go online right now and read about it in a good Google search. And that the blood bankers, the New York City Blood Council, that was the council, just like the Business Council of New York that these movers and shakers are engaged in. The Blood Council was the council of doctors that put together the New York City Blood Bank. And that was the New York City Blood Bank that gave rise to the American Red Cross. So when the American Red Cross was actually doling out HIV-AIDS-laced blood transfusions worldwide, along with the Bayer Corporation, along with Baxter's Corporation, that they had the heparin clotting factor, was contaminated with the AIDS virus, and there's been class action lawsuits that have been filed and settled out of court. And basically, these are the same movers and shakers that we're talking about in the Partnership for New York City that we've just exposed.
And if you like to read out there, I recommend that you definitely read this book. It's called Death in the Air, and it's one of Dr. Horowitz's greatest, well, I think all of your books are your greatest. Anyway, he's written 16 books, but you can get this through Tetrahedron Publications. And I mean, he's been writing about this stuff for years and years and years, and it just looks, it seems like this is all just coming to the surface to the mainstream right now, where people are really, really starting to just grasp what really is going on.
Yeah. It's better late than never, but gee whiz, you know, we're about to watch history not just repeat itself, but basically create a whole new ball game on this planet. You know, if and when this massive mandated vaccination occurs, and that's, again, nobody's got a crystal ball here. We're just basically calling it the way we see it. Right now, from my perspective, the greatest risk is because the authorities, the officials right now, have their own problems. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place because they've really gone out and telling us for months that this is the flu that's coming. This is the big one. We've got to prepare. We've got to vaccinate everybody. It has elements of avian chicken virus that kills 60% of the people it infects. As Asian chicken virus pieces in this virus. There's the Mexican swine, and then there's this human corpse from the 1918 Spanish flu that the authorities dug up against international outrage and a scientific outcry from experts worldwide saying, you guys are crazy. I can't believe that you're digging up the swine of the Spanish flu from 1918 to do studies on it. Well, it just so happens that, of course, in this now spreading virus, oh, so coincidentally, somehow they came together. And it's a laboratory source virus, obviously, everyone. It's came from a lab, and that's not unusual in history, too. New England Journal of Medicine just a couple weeks ago carried a couple researchers' report that showed that the 1977 swine flu outbreak was also a, quote, laboratory source outbreak. And so this is what we're dealing with again today. The people that have put this together have a design, and they've set the wheels in motion. And that it occurs to me that they're, because we are winning right now this war for the human mind. The freedom workers, our colleagues all across the United States and all over the world now have been doing this kind of broadcasting from their own rooms, from their own homes or offices and living rooms, just like we are here tonight. And so this, we're actually winning this war for the human mind and for public safety, because you see that the data is in. In fact, Consumer Reports just this past week came out with a study, a survey of thousands of people, whereby very few, a minority, are going to take the vaccinations, they tell us. The nurses in New York, over 60% will not take it. Likewise, in the UK, will not take it. The medical doctors in Asia, more than 50% will not take it. So given that understanding and everything we've talked about, the incredible financial investment, and don't forget, it is the Rockefeller brothers that put together the Population Council for the City of New York. The Population Council for the City of New York was the major population organization that evaluated the need for drastic reductions in world populations. They spun off all of the other major population control organizations in the world. And so again, the Rockefellers, who are funded by the Rothschilds of Europe, who are intimately connected, as you see, by people like Rupert Murdoch and his mother Elizabeth. In fact, this partnership for New York City came out of David Rockefeller's manipulation of the commerce, the Department of, or the Council of Commerce, and the business organization that was chartered by the Royal Family of England. And again, look at Rupert Murdoch's mother, Elizabeth. She is a grand dame in the fraternal order of the Royal Family of England. And so this is really a very, very interesting piece of information. This is hard, cold fact that you can actually get on a good Google search right now in your living room. But the reality is that we're not talking about foolish conspiracy nonsense. We're not talking about this weird concept of how the bankers who are in charge of the royal family's money, the people like George Soros who are engaged in genetic manipulation of markets today, all of the genetic markets, this Geneto Pharmaceuticals is a partnership, intimate partnership between David Rockefeller, George Soros, apparently on behalf of the bankers of Europe and the royalty of Europe. So this is really what we're witnessing. We're witnessing this, what used to be called a foolish conspiracy theory, suddenly become a conspiracy reality that's going to be injected into your and your children's bloodstreams if you don't wake up.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a hard pill to swallow for a lot of us out there, but I can tell you that I filmed Dr. Horowitz at a PTA, a Parents Teachers Association meeting last week, and I can just tell all of you parents, you should probably do the same. We'll have, do you have those booklets, those brochures available for people to take? Because he took these amazing brochures with him, and he stood up and he told the board straight out, he told them the facts, and what their response to it was, they're going to listen to what the government has to say about it. So that was really scary. I mean, he did get up and enlighten them and hand out the brochures to all of the parents that were there, but we recommend that you do the same. Can you tell them where they can get these brochures?
Sure. Yeah, we prepared an information kit that a lot of it is online right now at fluscam.com. And this information kit, along with what I highly recommend everyone investigate, which is the natural remedies to the flu and all the infectious diseases. We don't need to be intoxicated. I recommend megadoses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and OxySilver. Go on to fluscam.com. There's a page there called Flus to Do. Flus to Do shows you what you need to do for the flu and basically boost your natural immunity holistically and alternatively, and not intoxicate yourself. So there's an information kit, and also you can get OxySilver by calling toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 888-KO-GERMS, like knockout germs. So please tend to that, and that will be also helpful. That information is life-saving, and you certainly should bring it out to your community organizations and get people in your community on board. One other factor that you should know, Sheriff Mac, who is a good friend of ours, he's a patriotic American, a beautiful Christian man, has put out a YouTube notice that we can't get mandatorily vaccinated because it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. And his thesis, and even though that's right so far, he says contact your local sheriff's department because your local sheriff is engaged and pledged to defend people's rights, human rights, in the U.S. Constitution. Well, I contacted here in Southern California, in Orange County, our county sheriff's department, and asked them whether they had any idea about what Sheriff Mack had to say, and they had none. They were completely clueless. So not only do we have to educate our Parents Teachers Association and our school board, we've got to actually educate our local sheriff's department. So these are the types of materials and the context that you should be prepared to bring to your local community action.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really important information because you're going to be, I believe there is going to be mandatory vaccinations coming up, and we all need to be prepared. There's something coming out called the emergency response that they're sending out to all the parents, and that's really scary. I mean, we hear stories of how they're taking these kids and putting surgical masks, putting them in rooms, and, you know, basically they're going to stick a needle in them, and, you know, you don't even need to consent on it as parents. So that in itself, you need to know what your rights are, and that's really important. Also, there may be some religious rights that you have that you can actually use because they are injecting you with foreign animal parts, and that does fall under certain anti-religious agreements.
Prohibitions, right. Exactly. You know, the physician, there was a pediatric physician who was actually in the room at the Parents Teachers Association meeting that I was addressing. And after I spoke, I was thinking that he might say something negative about what I was saying and defend his profession. He didn't. I was very surprised. He got up in Laguna Beach the other day, and he said that he was appalled, absolutely appalled at what he witnessed was going on in his own profession, in various school districts, under the guise of public health. They are mandating, just like Sherry just said, they are forcing children, or behind parents' backs, even though parents have signed these waivers, these religious exemptions, which, again, by the way, your religious exemption is your last bastion of hope to exempt from the program. They're not going to allow basic philosophical exemptions. They're even overruling medical exemptions. Because they're saying, like, the pregnant women, typically with developing fetuses whose neurology is so sensitive to mercury toxicity, which is in the vaccinations, the thimerosal is in these vaccinations, and you've got, typically in medicine, we treat pregnant women with utmost care. We completely postpone all elective procedures, and vaccinations have always been an elective procedure. And so here now, the Rupert Murdoch Research Institute, directed and overseen by his mother, Elizabeth Murdoch in Australia, for CSL vaccination studies, is testing pregnant women, and they have already told us what we expected. That they're saying, oh, this is fine and wonderful for the pregnant women. Well, this physician stood up and he said, I am absolutely appalled at what is ongoing in other school districts, and he basically prayed like I did that the school board would consider it wise to not simply go along with the health department, which is receiving its direction from the Centers for Disease Control, which is receiving its direction from the World Health Organization, which is receiving its direction from the Partnership for New York City, the Rockefeller-directed trust that runs the global cartel. So this is really what we're witnessing, and I think it's very, very urgent. Let me give you a toll-free number if you've got a question tonight. It's 888-815-9756. That's toll-free, 888-815-9756 if you have a question or concern or a comment on tonight's program. Sherry, go ahead. What else did you find?
Well, I think that, you know, what we're talking about is it's all coming from this one source, and that's the big top, and it all comes down to that. But also, like, let's go back to the supermarkets now, and let's talk about the pharmacists that are in these supermarkets. We approached one of them, and I asked him, I said, would you take this vaccination? And his response was, of course not. Well, if you wouldn't take it, then why would you administer it? He didn't have any answer for that. So, I mean, there should be a question in everybody's mind. And for any of you out there that are upset by what you're hearing right now, you may have taken a vaccination recently. There is a solution. There are cleanses out there that you can take. There are natural health products that you can take that will cleanse whatever it was that you got vaccinated with. Because we can assure you that no matter what you're going to get vaccinated with, it's going to be poisonous to your body. You're going to need to definitely detox. And Dr. Horowitz, you do have a lot of products that you can recommend to these people if they have taken the vaccination.
Yeah, Sherry, thank you. You know, I want to comment first before I share those with you, with this concept that the druggists in these food stores are actually administering vaccines that they won't take themselves. That's similar to 50% of the doctors. If you go into a physician's office, he's not going to tell you whether he took it or not. More than half don't. But he will administer it if you ask them. Likewise, we found the same thing. And, you know, when we talked to the teenager that was passing out these flyers, as well as the pharmacist, what do you think they said? It's virtually the same thing that the public health officials are saying. We're just doing our job. We're just doing what we're told to do. That, folks, is called the Nuremberg defense. Nuremberg defense. It followed Nazi Germany, where there was the investigation and the decartelization of the Bayer Corporation, BASF and Hoax, IG Farben cartel, that Rockefeller was a full-fledged married partner. The Rockefeller family, John D. Rockefeller, Standard Oil, was full-fledged married partners with the people, the Nazis, that literally ran the concentration labor camps in order to not just produce rubber and oil, but actually to do the experiments on genetic engineering and manipulations of populations. They called it racial hygiene. Well, guess what? That's initially called eugenics. Today it's called genetics. They were just doing their jobs. They were just doing what they were told to do. And so, folks, that's what we're witnessing. History is repeating itself. Sherry's concept that there are natural alternatives to this madness is absolutely certain, and it's refreshing to not be in fear. You know, again, with OxySilver, I don't worry at all. And the beauty is if you actually understood how simple it works as literally a mineral water that has nanoparticle-sized silver, that's a superconductor, silver is, and it's bonded, covalently bonded, unlike any other of the silver hydrosols on the market. And they're all very good. They're all very powerful. But none of them compare to the covalent bonding and the attributes that are created when you bond a nano silver particle to the actual oxygen in water. And then you create this whole storm of oxygen. So it creates an oxygenated cloud that literally not just electrocutes the pathogen, but also restores harmony and balance as only element number 8, oxygen, can do to the entire system. So we're not just boosting immunity, and we're doing that by eliminating infectious diseases. There's something very, very incredibly wonderful about OxySilver that very few people grasp. Unless those of you who have been really fans of the Inside Hour and listening to me over the last couple of years, you know, we did in last June, we had the concert for the living water, which we said is part of the triune God, the living water is. Right out of the book of Genesis, you can see at the beginning there was the creator in the water. And recognizing that your own body is full of about 85% water, give or take, various organs are different amount. But basically, you're mostly water. That means you're mostly made of the triune God component, the creative juice, the universal solvent, that solves the pollution, solve pollute. That's do, re, mi, fa, sol, solve pollute in Latin. It's a musical note. And water is the carrier. It's a superconductor of the music of Creator, literally. The entire universe, NASA scientists determined, was full of water. OxySilver was produced for NASA and NASA scientists to keep the astronauts healthy in space, but they did not put in it what we've been putting in it. 528 hertz frequency is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the sound spectrum. It's the center of your heart. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you're in love. Love is the universal healer. Nothing's more powerful in creating and restoring than love. And so this is really what the saints talk about and the saints demonstrated. And Yeshua, Jesus' message was completely, and his whole ministry was about it. It was a love ministry and a healing ministry based on the understanding that all you need is faith in the Creator, in the boss, and your prayer, your heartfelt, loving intention to create something new, something sustained, something wonderful, something healed. And so this is what 528 hertz frequency is that is placed into OxySilver. And we've done that because we understand that everything ideal comes out of love and positive, heartfelt, loving intention. And prayer is a major part of that. If the Creator created through the spoken words, and you are the son and the daughter and sister and brother of the Messiah, then guess what? You have the power by your spoken word to create. And especially if your spoken word or sung sounds articulate the love and intention of your heart. Now you understand what we're doing with OxySilver. Because it resonates, it's a double superconductor of sound and energy. 528 is the divine communion. It's the virtual clear channel between the Creator's heart. The Creator created you in love out of the Creator's heart and the intention to have a blessed creature. And so, likewise, if you commune with love, if you have faith and trust, and that's the key that unlocks the door to the miracles, it's the faith that you have in the boss. And my position also as a Messianic Jew is also in the Son. It's shared intimately by the Son, Yeshua. So that the reality is that this is what the study of OxySilver, the capacity to understand that it is simple, that there's nothing toxic in it. It doesn't cause the argyra that colloidal silvers do. That it actually is a mineral water that recharges your vibration in your own body so that you are in tune with the heart of nature. The electromagnetic color spectrum in the middle of it, at the heart of it, is this light green color. The color of a baby leaf budding in the springtime, or the blade of grass that you look at. Most of the botanical world is this color. That is the resonant frequency energy in OxySilver that is comparable to a constitutional remedy in homeopathy. A constitutional remedy is given precisely for each individual to bring you back to the optimal balance and energetics of your divine self. And this is exactly what is done now with OxySilver, that we know 528 is the resonant frequency of divinity, the heart of nature. And if we want to bring ourselves, our body water, back to that vibration, then this is the harmony that we need to focus on. So besides that, Sherry's right, we do have some wonderful detoxification solutions. There's the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, which is cayenne pepper spike lemonade. Research it online at healingcelebrations.com. You actually have, there's FAST that talked about this. There's free articles online at healingcelebrations.com. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and order these products. If you'd like to buy some things, that's wonderful. It sustains us. There is no radio or television program in the world that cannot be on, that can be on the air, that can remain on the air without some sponsorship. So if you're wondering how come we're telling you about these things, it's to bless you without intoxicating you, and to pray that you'll likewise support this programming by shopping online at healthyworldstore.com. The product Zeolife, check out zeolife.net. You may have heard of Zeolite. It's the number one medical chelation remedy. Well, we've taken that and we've added a tremendous amount of knowledge, like I just shared, along with the 528 frequency, along with remineralization, and along with stabilization of the molecule so that it actually holds on to the poisons and makes sure that they leave your body. Unlike chelation therapy that drops off some of these heavy metals, chemical poisons into your intestine, and it gets people sick because it also causes a reduction of your minerals, zeolite actually solves all those problems by actually creating a zeolite molecule that holds on to the heavy metals like mercury and aluminum till it gets out of your body. And basically it also pulls the chemicals and holds on to those so they're not dropped off in your intestine or your kidney on their way out. And it restores your mineral balance. Also, I would highly recommend if you're going to be engaged in any of this is that you maintain a lot of water. Drinking pH of 8, water, is vitally urgent. I think we might have a caller. I'm not sure if I heard a caller come in. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Nope. I think, all right, let me give you that toll-free number again. Actually, Sherry, if you don't mind, would you just grab the time? I just neglected to put my watch on. And I've got a meeting with George Norrie at 10. I can't be late for that. So the toll-free number to call if you have questions or comments is 888-815-9756. That's 815-9756 to be on the Inside Hour. So the concept that you can actually, we've got 4 minutes?
Yes.
You mean it's 56 already?
That's what it says according to
the goodness. Okay, well, we are at the end of this program. I've got to thank you for joining us then and tell you to stay tuned on BBS Radio for a good friend, brother, who's a great crusader, Don Nikoloff, on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I want to thank Sherry Kane for joining us tonight.
It's been a pleasure.
Yay.
Thank you.
And then keep up the great work, Sherry.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing light and information to this planet, because we all need that. We need to be informed. Like people like you, you're a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it takes one to know one. So we also ask you to check out the website that is going to help you prepare your own body to defend against infectious diseases and the flus included at HealingCelebrations.com, HealingCelebrations.com, and again, that toll-free number to call for any of the things that we've talked about tonight is 888-508-4787. Go to OxySilver.com to check out OxySilver, and gee whiz, if you're not listening to Don Nikoloff, you want to tune in to Coast, I'll be on with George Norrie in about 5 minutes. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye for now.